The NZ Everyday Investor Podcast, a podcast series designed to help you, the everyday Kiwi, build new wealth in the new world that we're heading into. My name's Darcy Ungaro. I'm your host and qualified financial advisor. Managed funds, property, shares, crypto. Whether you're investing for your retirement or saving for your first home, I explore anything and everything, mainstream or alternative, that can help you on your way. If you're into thinking for yourself and you have a desire to grow wealth, then you've come to the right place. Extra insights and information on today's show can be found by tapping or swiping over the cover art in your podcast player. Here you'll find some show notes, which will contain all relevant links related to today's topic. While you're there, be sure to sign up to the newsletter and follow the show across all social media channels, including YouTube. Investment options and strategies discussed on the show may not be suitable for all investors. Please be sure to conduct plenty of your own independent research and ideally obtain advice before acting on anything discussed. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey, I just want to talk you through a few ideas here on the short one today. And in case you missed it last week, I'm doing these shorter episodes weekly on a Friday for a while, just time permitting, because I think there's just a lot to say at the moment, I think. But I talk about this stuff, this money stuff, all the time, but I don't have all the answers to all these big questions in a simple, easy to swallow pill. So if you're looking for the simple answers, these shows probably aren't for you. But if I can today, what I'm going to have a crack at doing is talking through the why and the how just a little bit around investing, and then connect up what some of the weird stuff could be that may come next. Now, one of the reasons why I personally invest, I guess, is that there's a sense that if I don't do it, I'm missing out on something good. You know what I'm talking about? And I like good, so I want to get that. So working away, I try to carve off a little bit of what's left and then slap it at the investment wall and just kind of see what sticks. Over time, the theory goes that you're better off doing this consistently throughout our lives than doing it all at once sporadically when we feel like it. But I was thinking just last week about batteries, because at home, we've started out the process of getting some solar installed with some batteries as well. And I love the whole concept of solar energy, right? Especially at home. Solar panels charge batteries, and there you go. You can kind of inject at the point of use a little bit of renewable power to offset some of your power bill. You don't even have to be an environmentalist or care about the grid to do it either. But I think investing is like charging batteries with the labor and the capital resource that we have left over after our immediate needs are met. Put another way, once our basic needs are met, we can artfully store the surplus amount of value that we've been able to retain. Now, just like labor energy can be put into capital energy and then back again into labor energy, electric cars are kind of the same. That's why I think the whole electric car story is so interesting. Electric cars convert the kinetic energy into chemical energy when they slow down. That's when their motion turns into a charge of electricity for the battery, which can then be used up again when the cycle reverses and the vehicle accelerates. It's kind of like that when you're building up your rate of growth on personal income at a rate that's faster than the rate of growth of expenses. You start to invest and hopefully pay down debt, and eventually you're arriving somewhere at retirement, or slack tide if you like. Now you start to face more towards decumulation in this next phase of your life. All that stored up financial energy converts to labor again once more. When you can't labor yourself anymore, then it's all gone. Now we can store and we can grow our investments in a wide range of these financial batteries if you like, and that brings us to another type of battery, Bitcoin. It's just stored up digital financial energy. That's it, pure and simple. Now, what's cool about Bitcoin is that it can come into existence through the conversion of electricity to value. And this value forms part of the new wealth that we're currently starting to build for a new world that we're only just getting glimpses of. And I know that's completely bizarre sounding, right? Like, I sound ridiculous just saying that, but that's just the way that you kind of have to express it once you've done a little bit of learning through a lens of what Bitcoin is saying it is, rather than what do I think Bitcoin is like. So just going back to this whole reason why, right? Why do we invest? Well, because if we don't, and the magic of compounding returns persist over time, we're just going to fall behind in terms of quality of life. But this is only true, of course, in the absence of some outside intervention, like perhaps an inheritance or Dogecoin taking off, something like that. But how do we do it? Well, maybe let's just start like this. Let's just say that we invest just how we are, because chances are you're hopefully getting better in some way every day as a person. Hopefully, right? If that's true, then you'll naturally gravitate towards the types of investments that are growing in a way that you're growing, which hopefully is good. Now, completely off to the side here around NFTs, non-fungible tokens. I know quite a few of you have been asking me when I'm going to cover this topic. So good news, I'll hopefully have something along these lines in the next couple of weeks. Well, I will have something in line and I'm just trying to figure out how many episodes I can do on it. So it's going to be good. Now, one of the quirkiest investment strategies this week that I came across was from this fella named Simon Dixon. Now, if you have an interest in the convergence between traditional banking and the world of finance to come, this is someone that you really want to be listening to. So check out Simon Dixon on YouTube, and you will learn a lot. It's really good. Now, anyway, he explained recently what a $1,000 investment would have turned into over a 10-year period if you chose to put it into everything that China has banned. So this is the invest in everything that China has banned investment strategy. Let's start with a list of companies and what $1,000 invested over 10 years would be worth now. Google, well, your $1,000 turns into $6,000. Facebook, $9,000. Amazon, $22,000. What about Netflix? If you invested $1,000 10 years ago in a company that China has banned, Netflix, $159,000. Crazy. And here again, we have this curious little winner here, Bitcoin. If you invested $1,000 10 years ago, $237 million. I don't know about you, but I've never seen a 200% annualized growth rate in action before. And that's not an endorsement, by the way, just to buy Bitcoin. But it's pretty crazy. So think about what happens, though, when a centralized authority, like in this case, China banning those things, what happens when a centralized authority exerts even more control? Well, I think freedom, innovation, and growth don't just go away when that happens. It all just goes somewhere else, and it gets stronger. Which is why I think what's happening right now is that we're about to see a transfer of wealth from those who think the future is just a fad to those who've been cast aside for a little bit too long. Wealth and resource will flow out of control and into freedom. Now, the speed of which that type of future is coming, I think, is potentially a little bit too fast for some to see. It's, you know, to be honest, it's hard for me to get my head around it. And here's why I think, though, it's so important. I think it's so cool that from before when I was born, people out there put their lives at risk, and some even died for the cause of my freedom. That's amazing. And I honestly wonder, actually, what would happen today? Would people do the same thing again? Like, if we found the unity to go to war for freedom, would that actually happen? It's so costly, though, and that's why it's a beefy and awkward question to ask you on a Friday. I'm sorry about that, but would you send your kids off to war, or would you surrender to avoid some type of pain? It's a horrible thing, but what I know is that for me, I have to constantly remember the fact that true wealth is, in fact, an infinite resource that everyday people have the right to pursue. It's a good thing, and there's nothing wrong or bad about us because we want a little bit more. And I think we need to guard ourselves against this unwitting sort of trade-off that we might be tempted to make of our freedom for more comfort and safety. And I'm not talking lockdowns here, just to be clear. I'm talking specifically about a particularly evil dystopian kind of authoritarian regime that will literally suck the wealth right out of the individual and replace it with scarcity the likes my generation has never seen before. I really do love these Friday chats, I do. But seriously, these are some pretty extreme and dangerous thoughts to think, especially if the world really is approaching a 1984 type existence. But I don't think any country or culture is immune from at least the possibility that there's some sort of new weird type of ideology coming that I can't seem to figure out myself. Either way, there's big change coming, and I think some of it honestly fills me with as much dread as it does genuine excitement too. Like AI, machine learning, crypto, NFTs, DeFi, and all things metaverse, that just sounds fascinating to me. And the fact that the pace of change is changing so fast can be really unsettling is, it's an understatement. And I always think of that phrase from Rao Paul from Real Vision. He uses this phrase all the time, the exponential age. I think that sums up perfectly the time that we're currently in. So I don't think it's an understatement to suggest either that the world to come is going to be not just an evolved version of today, but something that's, well, dimensionally, potentially quite different. So I know that's a bizarre string of ideas related to investing, and in an odd way, perhaps it's a great way to finish the week for you. I don't know, but I enjoyed the chat anyway, and thanks for listening in. So stay together out there. Catch you next week. I have a really interesting chat with someone who knows far more about the economy than I ever will, and he's all lined up for Monday, so I think you're going to enjoy that one. Take care out there. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening in to the NZ Everyday Investor Podcast, a show that's about helping you, the everyday Kiwi, build wealth. To learn more about the show, please visit nzeverydayinvestor.com or visit your show notes on your podcast player. There, you can find out how to make contact, sign up to our newsletter, and check out previous episodes. We're on a mission to increase wealth for everyday Kiwis. If you'd like to support what we do, then there's a few things that you can do. Write a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Share episodes with your friends, or support us financially on Patreon. Before we finish up, just another reminder that what was discussed today is for educational purposes only. Ideally, before acting on anything covered here, please contact your trusted financial advisor or do your own research. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll catch you next time around.